Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my dear listeners. It is I, William Powell, a.k.a. Will the Actor, a.k.a. Will the Producer, a.k.a. the King of DC Media. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a really fun show tonight. But before we get started, let me just make a shameless plug for a play I'm producing called Moon Over Buffalo. Comedy by Jim Ludwig, about a dysfunctional theater company. Opening tomorrow night, February 1st, at the Bowie Playhouse. 16500 White Marsh Park Drive. For tickets, call 301-937-7458 or go to www.pglt.org. So if you live in the DMV area, come on out and see it. It's a fantastic show. Tonight, my guest is nationally known, locally appreciated, Chicago-based former Loyola University basketball star and model, Nicole Garcia. She's going to teach us a little bit about the modeling business, how that all works, and she's going to tell us actors how we can stay in shape. Now, Nicole's motto is, if it's to be, it's up to me. Give you a little bit more of her background. And like I said, she played basketball out at Loyola University in Chicago. And while she was out there, she was able to actually balance modeling with basketball. Not necessarily an easy thing to do. She graduated in May of 2008 with a BA in Visual Communications. And she's still making it do what it do in the modeling arena. She also is a big proponent of this thing called, let me see if I can get this right here, Body by Vi, the 90-day challenge, which is something I don't know a whole lot about, but she'll tell me when she comes on. And let's see here. I think she's going to join us here in a second. And let's see what's going on. All right, we got this East German equipment again. Let's see what's going on. And I think we're having a couple technical difficulties here. And I'm getting a message here that she doesn't hear me. And let's see if she hears me now. Okay, here she is. Let's just bring her on in here. It's enough of a delay here. Hey, Nicole, is that you?
Yes, it's me. How are you?
Great. What's going on out there, play yet out there in the Windy City?
Oh, snow, rain, a little bit of everything.
Kind of puts me in mind of D.C. It's like 35 degrees one day and 75 the next.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had like a downpouring of rain. I had my umbrella out, and then today had the snow shovel out and the snow for the car and everything. So just it's totally flip-flopped in the last 2 days.
It's topsy-turvy. So going back to 2004, you were at Loyola University, you were a Loyola University Rambler playing basketball, and somewhere along the way you got into modeling. How did that happen?
I know, right? It seems like two careers that probably would never cross, but it happened. So I started modeling about maybe junior year in college, and I just wanted to try it out because I had always been told, hey, you're tall and you're pretty. Have you thought about modeling? So that's where it really started at, you know, other people saying things to me that made me say, okay, well, maybe I should try it or look into it.
Hmm. So now, if you could choose between a career in basketball as a pro or modeling, which would you choose?
Ooh, that's a hard one. But, you know, I'm going to have to go with my first love, and that is basketball.
What position did you play?
I played the power forward in college, but I did play center and power forward also in high school.
So now, if you had been drafted by the WNBA, what would be your favorite team?
Oh, I would have to say my Los Angeles Sparks. You know, they have Lisa Leslie, which has just retired, and then, of course, Chicago's very own Candace Parker. So I would love to have played for the Los Angeles Sparks.
That would have been fantastic. You've been a whole lot richer, too. Being a pro athlete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So now let's get into the technical side of modeling. So tell my listeners all about what a go-see is.
A go-see. I'm thinking that a go-see is when you go out to a casting call or you go see what's going on. If you get invited to something and you need to go out and see what it's about, or kind of like an invitation, I want to say.
Okay, so then out there in the Chicago area, how did that work for you? Where was a lot of go-sees, or did you get jobs through word of mouth, or what?
You know, I'm going to say that the Chicago market is very difficult for models. Just in general, the highest thing or the most popular thing in Chicago is hair modeling. So there's a lot of lusters and, you know, other products that models can get in Chicago with, you know, with the hair modeling. As far as runway and stuff, we have a few things, but it's not as big as a New York or something like that. We have Chicago Fashion Week and we have those kind of things, but those are like big time, and they mostly go through agencies to get the models for those kind of events.
Huh. Now, isn't it Johnson & Johnson or one of those companies out there, one of those hair care product companies?
Right, yeah, I believe they're still here, based in Chicago, and that's why I say it's like when they have casting calls and they have like an America's Beauty show, they do casting calls like all week long, and they look for hair models constantly for that type of thing, and that comes around around February, I believe. But there's some other opportunities out there. You mainly have to be signed with the agency in Chicago to get a lot of you know, paid jobs.
Huh. Yeah, because, you know, I think Ebony Magazine is still out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jet. Mm-hmm. They have Jet Beauty of the Week still, so you can submit that. But they actually have a few photographers that they work with all the time. And so sometimes those photographers will maybe recommend somebody or submit photos for them.
Hmm. Yeah, I have a girl I know here that lives here in the DMV area. She was actually Jet Girl of the Week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talk about comp cards.
Oh yeah, I believe they're really important. They're like your portfolio. I mean, you can also have a portfolio, but comp cards is something that you can just leave when you go to casting calls. Or you stop by an agency, you can leave a comp card instead of dropping off your whole portfolio, which costs a lot of money to get printed. Have a comp card, something, you know, with the pictures that are in your portfolio on it, and drop it off to an agency, go to a casting call, leave it with them. They're really good to have.
So what's the key to putting together a good comp card?
Well, I know first on one side, you definitely need a good headshot. It doesn't have to be straightforward. You know, they're more acceptable to side views or whatever. A good headshot is always important for that first side because that's what they initially see when you hand it over to them. The back side, it varies. From my personal one, I have 4 photos in a quadrant, and they're just work that I've done over the time that I've been modeling. So you can mix and match depending on what you're going for. Like if you're doing high fashion, you wouldn't want swimsuit pictures on the other side of your comp card it depends on what you're going for. Like, if you want to do high fashion, you need to include, you know, quarter-length shots, a full-length picture, maybe another headshot on the other side, you know, a lifestyle photo. So you can mix and match depending on what you're going for.
Yeah, I think the key is variety. I mean, the more things you have
right.
on there, I guess the more jobs, types of jobs you could get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because they want to see you in different looks. They want to see you with short hair. They want to see you with dark hair and hair down. And, you know, they want to see all these different looks because they know that they can make you up into all these different things and you'll look like someone new each time.
So now explain to my listeners out there all about what TFP and TFCD are.
Yeah, those are some really important terms that I had to learn as Will first starting off. TFP is time for print. So if a photographer contacts you and they say, you know, I want to take some pictures of you, can we do TFP? They're saying, I won't charge you as long as you give your time for prints. So that means in return, I'll give you printed images of whatever we do. Same thing with a TFCD. That means they'll give you your images on a disc at the end of a photo shoot. And it's good to start off maybe using some of those, you know, kind of to build your portfolio. And then once you get the images you want, then you can go out and look for work and go to castings to actually have photos to show them.
Yeah, I think I saw, Model Mayhem or somewhere out there, you were saying you do TFP or TFCD for the right photographer. So I guess by that you mean that you'd be more willing to work for a real hotshot photographer and get the exposure, right?
Right, absolutely, because at this point in my career, I've done the TFPs and the TFCDs. You know, I have my portfolio built, but if there's an exceptional photographer out there, of course I'm not going to pass them up because I'm saying, oh, you have to pay me for it. Of course I'll do some work with them because of their credentials.
Yeah, I hear you. You're tired of working for free, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. Not at this point in my career, you know?
Yeah. So now, have you done anything out in L.A. or different parts of the country?
I did one thing in New York, and that was a photo shoot for a company called Milan Boutique, which is jewelry. So I did that, and I flew out of town, and I did the jewelry and just came right back. You know, they take care of all that stuff if they're getting models from out of town. So.
Huh. So you get to travel a little bit. That's good.
Yeah, you get to travel a little bit once you get out there and get the ball rolling, yeah.
Huh. So now about how many shoots do you do a year?
I've really cut back. It used to be maybe 3-4, you know, with our Chicago weather. When it's summertime, you really got to get out there and get the swimsuit shots and those outdoor shots. I was always doing stuff in the summertime. And then, of course, when it gets a little bit colder, you want to get into the studio and get more industry-looking photos. So I've cut back a lot. I want to say maybe one or two. Haven't done any this year. Last year, maybe one or two.
Okay. And then how long does the average shoot take?
It takes about 3 hours. I want to say 3 hours. And you usually get three different looks when you're shooting with the photographer, which means that you can change your outfit three different times and you're supposed to change your hair or whatever. If you have a makeup artist there, they're supposed to, you know, change the way you look three different times. And, you know, the prep time, I think, takes the most time of all. Like, getting your hair done and getting your makeup done takes longer than the shoot, actually.
It's kind of like acting is hurry up and wait. Hurry up, wait, sit around, do all that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah, you're definitely prepping for like 2 hours, just getting your hair done and your makeup done before the shoot even starts. So it's kind of, it's almost like an all day thing if you think about it.
So now, what's your favorite kind of modeling to do?
You know, it used to be runway. I love the runway. With my height, it was lights, camera, action, you know. I'm liking more of the print side of things now, and I'm looking more into spokesmodeling. I would like to do more of that, you know, speaking for a company as a brand.
That.
Yeah, that's what I'm mostly interested in now. I'm you know, I see the T-Mobile commercials with the lady on there, so I'm like, oh, that could be me. So I'm more interested in spokesmodeling and more promotional stuff and, you know, actually representing a brand. So that's what I'm trying to work toward currently.
Yeah, you got to build your brand up, you know. I think that's the key to that.
Oh, yeah. And you can't be afraid to always try something different. You know, like that's the whole deal with modeling. You got to be willing to do something different every once in a while.
What's the key to taking a great picture?
Great picture, posing. That is so very important. I see some beautiful models sometimes, and photographers, great. They're beautiful. But posing is such key. They have classes where you can probably look in your city wherever you are and see if they have maybe a modeling workshop where they work on posing and, you know, getting the right angles of your body, side views. You know, you have to make sure there's not too much white in your eye, so you got to make sure you turn your eyeballs back to the camera if you're taking a side shot. There's so many little tips and you know, things that you are supposed to do when you're doing a photo shoot, but posing is key, because one person can look twice as big just by the simple way they posed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, like if the camera's like shooting up at their face, if it has a certain angle, like it's lower than their waist, or you could look huge, you could look like a lot bigger than you really are.
Yeah, and of course we all know, like in the modeling agency, like they, you know, you don't want to look bigger than you are.
Well, you got that right.
Right, you know, that's, they're such a stickler on that, and even myself, like I'm right in between. I was told anything over 145 was considered overweight, which is this plus size modeling. Me, because of my height, I'm clearly 145. Am I a plus size model? No. So I'm right in between. I'm like, I'm too big for this, but then too small for this. Like, I'm right in between. So I put a lot of my attention toward fitness modeling. I've been doing research on that, and I know because of my athletic build that that's something else I can tap into.
Yeah. I mean, being in shape like that and just having that, being athletic, that I think that really helps.
Oh, yeah. And then there's, like I said, there's print stuff for that, for athletic modeling, you know, just like for, you know, Nike commercials and Puma and Adidas and all these other, you know, sports brands. They you know, they look for athletic models for that kind of thing. So it's not the same models you would see in high fashion.
So now, do you get a lot of jobs from Model Mayhem?
No, not really. I just use that mostly to connect with people in the area. I've talked to a lot of photographers on it, makeup artists. You know, you can connect with people on there that are also professional, but you get a lot of unprofessional people on there as well.
Oh.
You know, that's with anything on the internet. You know, you don't know if that person's going to show up or if they are who they say they are. So you really got to be careful with it, but I use it and I network with people. I have a lot of friends on there that I talk to, and we just check on each other, you know, see what's going on. And then they might even say, hey, I'm going to a casting on Friday. Think you might be interested. We can go together. So it's good for networking.
Like,
it's almost like a Facebook for Model Mayhem. For
models. Yeah. It's like a word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
yeah.
What's been your favorite job you've done?
I really don't know.
Okay,
that's
what's been
good
your
question.
What's been your worst job you had?
I wouldn't say it was worse, but it was something that I did, like getting out of college. I did promotional modeling for 1800 Tequila, and I was not a spokesmodel, but I went to all these different places, and I, you know, passed out samplings for 1800 Tequila, and I was a tequila model, you know, that kind of thing. And it wasn't my worst, but, like, it was fun. You know, I end up meeting a lot of different people once again. You know, you're out there, you're talking to people, you know. And it was good networking. I wouldn't say it was my worst, but, you know, it was at the bottom.
It was interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a mixture of good and bad. It was an experience, sound like.
It was an experience, absolutely. It was an experience. Yeah. And so, like, I wrote some stuff down. I want to let your listeners know, like, people always think that you have to be a certain size or a certain height to do modeling, but people don't really realize, like, editorial and magazine work, the female models are, like, 5'8". If you look in, like, a magazine, a Victoria's Secret or a Boston Proper or a Venus, like, most of the models are 5'8". You can't really tell from the picture, but they definitely don't look for taller models for something like that. So you don't have to be 6 feet, 5'9", to even be a model. There's things that are open that they accept 5'6" for certain stuff.
Yeah, you know, a buddy of mine, Aaron Marcus, he's a modeling guru here in the, acting modeling guru here in the DMV area, and he talks about the hidden market for, like you said, catalogs, print work, commercial work. I mean, there's just so much of it out here. You know, it's not necessarily all runway and all the glamorous stuff that you really think about. Yeah, you know, a lot of these photos and ads are just regular folks. It's just pictures
exactly.
of regular folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going for. You don't have to be, you know, skinny nose and skinny face and big eyes. You know, like, they're looking for natural-looking people all the time. You mean, you look at commercials when you're watching TV. I mean, people are not necessarily looking like models, but these are regular people that they're looking for just for advertising and editorial stuff. So don't think that you have to be this certain way to do certain things. Like,
So I mentioned acting a little bit earlier. Any plans to get into the acting business?
You know, I want to. I wanted to do more of a voiceover first. And kind of, I'm into cartoons as old as I am. I would love to be a cartoon character, just to be a voiceover for it. So.
Yeah, what's your favorite cartoon character? Who would you be?
I'm liking Disney, the Disney Channel, Dr. McStuffins. It's an African-American doctor that's on. And she has these dolls and she takes care of them and I forget, there's another lady, a known actor that's one of the voices of the hippo, I want to say, in the cartoon. Mm. And it comes on the Disney Channel. It's small time, but it has such a good impact. It's inspirational for our youth that we can be doctors and do well and have these nice careers and enjoy it as well. So it's called Dr. McStuffins. It's on Disney Channel. I like it. So it's cool.
Sounds like a Cosby Show in a cartoon.
Yeah, it's really nice. You definitely got to look. Everyone's going to be checking it out now.
Okay, because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Dr. McStuffins on the Disney Channel. Yeah, you gotta check her out.
Okay, so now tell me a little bit more about this Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge. What in the world is that? What is that?
I know, right? It's kind of long, isn't it, when you say it? But
yeah, and who is Vi?
Vi just stands for Vi Salas. It's just the name of the... Oh, okay. Yeah, they just cut it short. You didn't want to have Body by Vi Salas, so they just cut it Vi,
yeah.
Which is kind of cooler, you know? So I started it about 2 weeks ago, and I started because my challenge, my 90-day challenge, is going to be to put on 10 pounds of lean muscle. So I've been hitting the gym hard, working out like crazy, doing what I got to do to get this 90-day challenge. I got like 60 days left, so I got plenty of time. And I'm kind of, right now, I'm like right where I want to be. So I've gained, so since I started like 2 weeks ago, I've gained about 5 to 6 pounds already. Just of lean muscle mass. So that's something I'm so excited about, and I can't wait to show my before and after pictures.
So now, what about your protein intake? You eating? You got the creatine and the egg whites and all this. What are you eating?
No, you know, that's always been my problem. I've always been a bad nutritional person. I've never, that's another reason why. Yeah, believe it or not, you see how I look, but I eat terrible. So I'm going to be the first person to admit.
What's your downfall? What's your craving?
chocolate chip cookies at 11 o'clock at night. For sure. Chocolate chip. I used to eat them in college almost every night. I used to eat like a whole box. My roommate will tell you, like, she would eat a whole box every night before bed. So that's
what?
My downfall. Chocolate chip. And it has to be like late at night. Not during the day. It's got to be late.
Oh, man. So you sitting up watching NBA and sitting on the couch at 7 o'clock and just like munch, just chowing down, huh?
Oh, yeah, SportsCenter. They got to be warm and they got to be soft. So I'll pop them in the microwave, do whatever I got to do to get them just where I want them to be.
Hey, what's your favorite NBA team, by the way?
My NBA team, you know I'm going to jump on the bandwagon with Miami Heat.
Everybody's on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I am a Lakers fan. I am a Kobe Bryant fan till he retires. No matter if he's taking 60 shots or not, he is an excellent basketball player, and I really love his game. You know, maybe not as a person or anything like that, or things that he's done in the past, but I think he's a really good basketball player.
Well, he's the heir apparent to Michael. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats.
Okay.
No doubt at all. So we're getting down to near the end of the show here. And so talk about projects you've got coming up.
My main thing right now is, of course, the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge. Taking that, I've got several people that, you know, we have an actual Chicago team. I want to give a shout-out to my Bring in the Heat team from Chicago. We all work together. We are, you know, are each other's best friends. We're constantly texting each other, you know, hey, let's get it in today. Let's do this. Let's do that. Everybody's on the challenge, and everyone's, you know, encouraging each other, which is very important when it comes to working out. So that's my current project that I'm working on right now. As far as modeling-wise, I have an upcoming fitness shoot I'm probably going to do either next week or sometime this month in February. So you got to check out those pictures when they come out of my new muscle mass I got going on.
So, like, you got any kind of career plan, like, in the next couple years? You mentioned the animation and the voiceover. So, like, would you still be in modeling at that point?
Yeah, you know, you're definitely going to see me on TV somewhere. I'm going to be on somebody's commercial selling something. That's a goal of mine. I'm definitely going to be,
Nicole,
you know, I'm going to be on there saying lottery tickets or something. You're definitely going to be seeing me on there the next few years, I promise.
Okay. And you seem like, now you're not giving the cold shoulder to the East Coast now. You ever done anything out here, New York or D.C. or Miami or what?
Just New York. Nothing in Washington or anything like that, Miami or anything like that. I need to tap into those areas because I know that the modeling is big time in those places. So I got to get to you.
Okay, don't forget us now. Come on now.
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, so we got a couple more minutes. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to plug your websites and your projects. Go.
All right. So you guys can find me on Facebook, facebook.com, of course, N Garcia 13, my basketball number 13. Twitter, it's really simple, Nicole's Challenge, which is my 90-day challenge. So on Twitter, you can find me in Nicole's Challenge. YouTube is Miss Nicole, so M-I-S or M-S-N-I-K-O-L. Email address, if you have any questions, you're interested in the Body by Vi 90-day challenge and joining it with me, finding out how you can get in shape, email me at N-I-K-O-L. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, at gmail.com. Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Nicole. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. And I definitely want to have you on again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, thanks again.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Adios, amiga. Stay cool. And remember, dear listeners, in the words of Henry David Thoreau, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Good night.